The story of the Tibetan craftsman carefully carving each letter of sacred scriptures into the stones that become the foundations of entire buildings is such a beautiful example of the principle and the implementation of the principle of the quantum hologram and how the hologram works. Without knowing the technical understandings, perhaps, this man that I described, in his own way, through the simplicity of his life, he understands that the act of carving prayers of peace into these stones and feeling those prayers of peace in his heart is a mantra in each letter, in each moment of each day, as he's performing this very sacred act, is contributing to the collective experience of peace in our world today by virtue of the quantum hologram. This isn't just a metaphor or a nice idea. In the science of physics, particularly in chaos theory, there's actually a technical term that describes precisely how this relationship works. And the term is called sensitive dependence on initial conditions, although you may know it simply as the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect. It sounds deceptively simple, deceptively powerless, and the reality is that according to the science of physics and chaos theory, the butterfly effect may be one of the single most powerful experiences that we can undergo, and it's summarized in a single sentence. It simply says, if a butterfly flaps its wings in Tokyo today, a month later, it may cause a hurricane in Brazil. What it's saying, this principle is saying to us, that the little things that we do in our lives are compounded over time, and they are mirrored throughout the world around us in ways that perhaps we're only beginning to understand. So, my question to you, from the perspective of viewing the world as a quantum hologram, and from the perspective of the things that we do in our lives, how are the actions that you choose in each moment and each day, how are you contributing to the peace in your life and the peace in your world? What things can you do on seemingly the insignificant levels of your daily life, knowing that they are carried into the world around us through this compounding, the butterfly effect, to become even greater expressions of peace?